Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company, The Responsive Classroom, creator of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, and your host as we journey through this business-building life together. Our mission at the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur is to equip online business owners to step fully into God's purpose for their lives and business with unwavering faith, biblical truth, and essential marketing strategies. Our verse for this season of business is Ephesians 3:20. All glory to God, who is able, through Christ at work within us, to do infinitely more than we might ask or think. Friends, if you're needing inspiration, feeling stuck and unsure of next steps, feeling worn down by trying to tackle everything on your own, or feeling like you are constantly on a hamster wheel producing content but not getting the conversions you want, this podcast is for you. A little business and a lot of Jesus. Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast, friends. Let's dive in. Hi, friends. I'm so glad you're here. As you may know, we have some exciting things coming down the pipeline, and so I definitely want to use this platform to give you some value off of what we have coming. So stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss any of these episodes that are coming up. But before we dive into the content today, I want to remind you, and I've been telling you about this, but I want to remind you about our free writing strategies for your business guide that you can download right now in the show notes. We know that we have to be constantly giving good value in the form of content to grow and nurture our people, but this is not always easy. So head to the link in our show notes or head to our website at thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com and you can find it there. Also, one more thing. Thank you so much for downloading and sharing this podcast. If you have friends who are running their businesses in faith and wanting strategies for scaling, please continue to share. And if you're getting value, I would sure appreciate it if you would write a review. That helps us out tremendously. Okay, so let's dive in. Time freedom. What does that phrase mean to you? And do you currently feel that you have that as you run your business? We've all seen the ads of that 30-year-old sitting by the beach with a drink in hand, talking about how all they do is travel because of the five-step system they wrote to sell their course or whatever. Well, I'm going to be honest. I'm not saying they don't travel, but I'm not buying that. And I don't think it's a fair representation of time freedom in entrepreneurship. Newsflash, if anyone is trying to sell you on the fact that they work 5 hours a week and make $50 million a year, they either have a team doing all of the legwork for them or they're lying. So don't get sucked in, right? And don't get sucked in to an unreasonable expectation that social media shows, because being an entrepreneur is work and God has called us to work, right? And a man is worth his work in wages. So we definitely, we want to be diligent in our business. We want to be wise. We want to be good stewards of our time. We do not want to be busy all the time. God does not call us to busyness, but it's going to take work. However, there are ways to design the work in your business so that you are making the most of your time and enjoying time freedom. I don't know about you, but content creation takes a whole lot of time when I'm not actually trading time for money, like coaching or doing a professional development with teachers. Content creation can also be a place where you can strategically cut back on the amount of time you are spending on it. So right now, I just want to give you three ways to make sure that you are aligning your business, specifically your content creation. Okay, number one, take the time to plan out your content calendar. Number two, repurpose long-form content. And number three, check your marketing stats weekly. Now, the title of this episode is three things to add to your content creation strategy that will actually give you more time freedom. I know that these three things are probably things that you have to add to what you're already doing. And if you're like me, you're thinking, nope, that plate is full. I cannot add one more thing. But hang with me here. Let me talk to you about each one of these and show you how adding these things will actually save you time on the back end. Okay, so number one, take the time to plan out your content calendar. Okay, but doesn't this add time? All right, so ladies, hear me out on this one. What takes longer? picking out the clothes that you're going to wear out to an evening, or actually getting dressed. For those of you who meal plan or set your menu ahead of time, I'll tell you what, for me, the majority of my battle to feed my family every night is not actually making the food, it's deciding what we're going to eat. When I can take time on Saturday to plan out my meals, order my groceries for the week, and have a menu written down, because let's be honest, by Tuesday, I've forgotten what I planned, it takes so much frustration and time and brain power out of the actual preparing dinner for my family. In fact, I find that I don't actually mind the cooking part, especially if I have all the ingredients ready and available. With that being said, I hope you catch my connection here, that if you'll take the time to plan out your content for the week, and I'm talking about your marketing content, when it comes time to actually creating it, you're going to be saving so much brain energy. Decision fatigue is a real thing. This happens when we have to make so many decisions that we get to a point where we literally don't have the brain power to make any more. Hence another reason to plan meals ahead of time, because if not, somebody else in my family is going to have to choose what we're eating. If you study really highly successful people, like Steve Jobs, for example, many of them will wear the same thing every day and they'll eat the same thing every day to take off those decisions. So bringing it back to the content, if you don't have to make the decisions in the moment of what to post or what to write, you're saving brain power, the time it takes to try to figure it out, and you're redirecting that brain power to the actual creation piece, right? The hour of planning ahead will save you hours throughout the week. Planning a content calendar is not necessarily as easy as you think, and there are steps to doing it to where you have really targeted, really focused content that leads to conversions. And that's a lot of what we talk about in the new course that's coming out. Okay, number two, repurpose long-form marketing content. Okay, if you've listened to these podcasts for any amount of time, it's no secret that I'm a fan of long-form marketing content. Now, there are a few ways to classify long and short-form content, but in the marketing space, long-form content is going to be marketing content where you are able to give a lot of value and takes your audience more than just a few seconds or even minutes to consume. This could be a blog, a podcast like this one, weekly newsletter, longer instructional YouTube videos. This type of content gives you the opportunity to really give value to your audience. Build that know, like, and trust factor because you're letting them into your knowledge and world a bit more than just through a quick social media post. It sets you apart as the expert in your industry, and it helps you as the creator and as the entrepreneur focus in on the problem that you want to solve, which is something every entrepreneur must become crystal clear on. Also, and this is what we're talking about here, it gives you a wealth of content to repurpose. So let's take this podcast episode as an example. It will take me about an hour to write and record. I will include it on my website. I'll include it on the newsletter and in social media posts, obviously. But in addition to that, I will use the content in this podcast for at least two additional reels and at least one story per day on Instagram. I'll also post content at least one time a day on our Facebook page. So while I have to create the actual reel and story, I'll simply pull audio or just make a quick video of me reading part of the podcast script, and I'll add captions. A super simple reel with good value because I've already put the thought and planning into the podcast script. I could even pull this script and make it a blog or a LinkedIn article. My point is, once you have the one piece of long-form content for the week, the short-form content in the form of social media posts or quick tips is very simple to create, and you cut back majorly on the time that you're spending to create the posts. Once I have the long-form content, I can create the short-form content posts in about 15 minutes for the day. Save them and post them throughout the day. Also, not so much on a time-saving note, but on another note, if you plan your long-form content to align to a launch, and I'm going to mention this again, we are launching a course that is going to help you do this in order to up your conversions. If you align that long form content, it then helps your short form content be really targeted as well. And it's all going to drive your audience to the action step that you want them to go, which ultimately is going to be conversions. Okay, number three, the last thing. Check your marketing stats weekly. But Jen, you're literally having me add things to do. I know, but hear me out. Every bit of content we create is for a purpose, or it should be. To build rapport, to build our email list, to drive traffic to an offer, right? Fill in the blank. If your content does not have a purpose, you need to step back and figure that out, because no one has time to just be posting on social media for fun. Okay, again, a plug for the upcoming course. But if you do have a purpose and your posts are not accomplishing a goal, then we need to be able to make an adjustment. And remember, every post isn't for the same goal. For example, every week we put out a Bible verse of the week. This is simply a post to add value and build rapport. So we look at the engagement to see how much people are engaging with this post. There's no call to action that I want people to do, right? It makes sense. So we do this in the form of a reel. Now, we were doing it one particular way, and I was keeping track of the engagement there. We have shifted to doing it a different type of way, where I'm actually just explaining the Bible verse, and our engagement has increased tenfold. So if I'm keeping track of my engagement, I want to continue to do the types of reels that are bringing me the most engagement, because this is an engagement post. Right? Also, I want people to be encouraged by these Bible verses. I want people to be challenged by these Bible verses. And so if I'm not putting it out there in a way that people are connecting to, then I want to shift. But if I'm not looking at my marketing numbers, I don't know, right? So what type of marketing stats are you looking at? Well, you want to look at email open rates. You want to look at email click-through rates. You want to look at engagement rates. You want to look at conversion rates. If you are trying to get somebody to do something, to get a freebie, right? To click on a link. You want to see if that post is getting that result. And if it's not, you want to play with it. You want to change it. We don't want to just get in a habit of posting content because this is what we do without knowing if it's connecting to our audience, because it's all about our audience. It's not about us. It's not about what we want to post. It's about what our audience is finding valuable. Right? So if we're not keeping tabs on that, then we're not going to be able to adjust when we need to. Okay, so let's recap. Number one, take the time to plan out your content calendar. I suggest 3 months at a time, and then back it up to a week at a time, and then back it up to a day at a time. That makes sure that you are always aligned to a sale that's coming up. Now, I know I've been doing a few shameless plugs on the signature course that's coming out in a couple of months. And we're going to be talking about that more in the future. However, if you don't have those six steps, the six crucial steps that you need to do before creating content that converts, right? And we have our mini course, The Focused Content Creator. If you don't have that done before you create the content, you will miss your mark. And even though the content you create could be phenomenal, you will not see the conversions. These are the foundational pieces that I do every time I create a new product or offer a new service, and they are the backbone of every piece of marketing content that I create. So if you're feeling like you're working hard but not getting the engagement or conversions that you want, you're feeling unfocused in your business, or you're unsure of the next steps, if you're starting to feel burnout because of the lack of sales or growth, you're starting to feel inadequate in the online space, don't want that to happen. You know you're an expert in your field, but you're not able to get your message out clearly. Or if you're just a multi-passionate entrepreneur who's struggling with how to have clarity in your business, that I am a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I have two very separate things going on. Walk through this process with me. Get clarity. Save yourself time in the content creation process and set yourself up for success. Okay. The Focused Content Creator course is available now, and it's only $37. Click on the link in the show notes or head to thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com to literally get focus and clarity in your business right now. Y'all, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. I hope that these three things to add to your content creation strategy, that you see the value in them and that they do end up saving you time in the long run. And I want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner or you are in the planning phases of being a business owner, follow us on Instagram at Jen_Kliber, and there you will get business strategies, verses for guidance and encouragement. And it's just awesome to have a community that celebrates each other and networks with each other and prays for each other. You can always check out thefaithfilledentrepreneur.com to find out all that is going on and to get additional resources to help you build your faith and business. And as always, please download and share these episodes with your other faith-filled entrepreneur friends, because we need faith leading business more than ever. We'll see you next week.